His father closed his eyes and let out a long breath, then said, "You're the detective, Ben. You can figure this out for yourself. In fact, I think you have to." Ben sighed. Sometimes he really hated having a Jedi master for a father. Everything was a lesson.
"Okay," he said. "Let's start with the fact that we both saw the same people at the Lake of Apparitions."
"We all saw the same people,"
Rondi added. She jerked her stun cuffs against the beam to which Ben had secured them.
"How about a little consideration here?"
Seeing that his father was strong enough to hold his own sip pack, Ben grabbed another and started toward Rondi.
"If we all saw the same thing, that means we really experienced something. We just can't be sure what, since we were
outside our bodies," Luke clarified.
"Because our bodies don't exist beyond shadows,"
Rondi said.
"Only our true presences."
"Yeah, you keep saying that,"
Ben said. He squatted next to Rondi.
"But your word isn't evidence. I still don't know whether I had the experience of really talking to Mom, or if I just saw what someone in that place wanted me to see."
"Then you must agree that the place is real,"
Rondi observed.
"If you believe someone in it can make you see anything."
Ben nodded, the blood in his veins suddenly running slow and cold.
"It's real. I felt something there that I recognized from before."
He turned to his father.
"From when I was at shelter. It's what drove me away from the Force."
"You're sure?" Luke asked. Again, Ben nodded.
"It's as real as we are," he said. "And I'm pretty sure it's behind the paranoid delusions that Jedi Knights my age keep having."
"It's a good theory," Luke said. "But how's it spreading, for example?"
"The same way that's happening."
Ben waved through the viewport at all the bodies floating in the meditation vault beyond the control room.
"The same way I felt it at shelter.
Through the Force." "Your Jedi Knights aren't sick,"
Rondi said.
"They are only being called home."
Ben glanced back to her and realized that he had not yet released her stun cuffs, but he had decided it might be better to wait until they had finished the conversation. He prepared a sip pack for her, then held the tube to her lips and returned his attention to his father.
"You might call that evidence too," Ben said. "Qualo Mo didn't show up here by accident."
Luke sat up and reached for a second sip pack.
"I'm not arguing against you there, Ben," he said. "I'm just trying to think things through. For instance, why aren't Cam and Tian having trouble? Or any of the adult Jedi Knights who spent time guarding shelter?"
Ben could only shake his head.
"I don't know," he said. "If I'm not affected, or infected, it has to be because I withdrew from the Force. Maybe trained adult Jedi have too many defenses. Or maybe there's something smart behind this. If the Master Solasar had felt that place reaching out..."
"Right," Luke said. "The young ones would have been moved. But why now? It's been nearly a decade and a half since there were any students at shelter."
That answer, Ben did not have to think about at all. It was all around him, in the strobing alarm light, in the smoking circuits, in the timing of when things started to go wrong in the control room.
"Centerpoint Station was destroyed. That's what changed."
He looked back to Rondi.
"That's when these alarms started going off, and it's when Rondi and her brother started to feel compelled to return, along with a lot of Dala's other spies."
"Dala's spies?" Luke turned to Rondi.
"Long story," she said. "Ben's right. When you destroyed Centerpoint Station, everything changed."
"It's like we opened a hatch or something," Ben said. "And suddenly, whatever we felt in shelter started leaking out. Maybe reaching out beyond the Maw."
Ben knew by the sudden paling of his father's face that he had made a convincing argument.
"Wonderful," Luke said. "Any idea what exactly is getting out?"
Ben could only shake his head.
"And I'm still trying to figure out the Lake of Apparitions," he said. "I'm convinced that it's real, but..."
He let the sentence trail off, unable to ask the question.
"But you don't know whether that was really your mother you saw," Luke finished. "It's a hard question to answer. Maybe one that we can't answer."